It is June 26th, 2023. It is 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks?
No.
Hearing none. First on our agenda, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 472131 through 472220. Warrant 8176. One journal entry or transfer.
Have a motion. I'll second that. Is there any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from June 19th and then executive session minutes for June 19th as well.
I move to approve regular session minutes for June 19, 2023, and executive session minutes for June 19, 2023.
Second. Any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving on down, we have our fiscal year 2021 State Homeland Security Grant Program Subaward Agreement Supplemental Number 23-079 Commission. This is a correction from a previous subaward agreement.
Have a letter from our attorney explaining what those corrections are. So, understanding that, there's not any questions.
Yep. I would entertain a motion to approve. And the letter we do have it dated from our attorney is June 22nd, 2023, from Ellis Hammonds and Johnson.
I move to approve the State Homeland Security Grant Program Supplement Agreement, subaward. Agreement Supplement, file number 23079CM.
Second. Any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have the CLIO Consortium Agreement for 2023. It's labeled number 23-075, Commission. With this would give myself, presiding commissioner, the authority to sign electronically to continue as a member on the CLIO consortium. There was a few changes to the agreement, which consisted of the dates and then the name with the changing of presiding commissioners throughout our consortium.
This agreement is Ozark Workforce Development Region Consortium Council of those 7 counties.
Correct.
It's
Christian, Dallas, Green, Polk, Stone, Taney, and Webster.
Any questions?
I have none. At this time, I would entertain a motion.
I move to approve the agreement, Council of Local Elected Official Consortium Agreement for 2023 and for the presiding commissioners to sign it.
Good. Second. Is there any further discussion?
No, sir.
All right. Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have a bid recommendation for MODOC, PLK, rails, wind cone, and TW reflectors. This is for the airport. In front of us, we have Mr. Mike Molnick and Ms. Nikki Lawrence. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We do have in front of us a bid recommendation for Third Generation Electric Incorporated, doing business as TGE. Is there anything that you would like to add to this, Mr. Mullick, or talk about?
I'll just say we went out for bid on May 3rd. We received one bid on May 17th, which was opened virtually by Brett Holt of Garver Engineering. Base bid price was $306,050. Adult one price was $87,500, and adult two in the amount of $22,500 for a total bid of $416,050. Myself, Brett Holt with Garver and MoDOT have reviewed the bid and recommended for award.
Okay. And this bid is for what at the airport?
This is to replace the reel lights, wind cone, beacon, and taxiway reflectors.
Be a wonderful improvement.
Yes.
I'd like to just interject and let state on the record that Garver Engineering is the one who actually went out to bid for us.
Okay. Do you have that on the record, Kim? Okay.
And then their letter and their spreadsheet that they submitted, which is in your packet, also like to submit that into the record, which you should have in your packets.
We do.
We are requesting a motion for award so that we can go on to our next steps with MoDOT. Am I correct in saying that, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. I was just looking at the way it was agendized here, and I was looking at the bid and just exactly how we'd want the motion. What's...
It's for it, the project, MoDOT project number is AIR 226-101A.
Okay.
Award in the amount of the total bid amount of $416,050, contingent upon MoDOT state aviation grant for us.
But they did it?
Yeah, we just haven't got that.
Okay.
We need this number first.
Okay. I move to approve the bid number for MoDOT project number AIR 226-101A in the amount of $416,050 contingent on receiving MoDOT's award.
Okay. I'll second. Any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on our agenda, we have Hollis, Akers, and Arnie, Property and Liability and Risk Management Update. Jeff, correct?
Yes.
Jeff Cronister?
Yes.
And good morning.
Ashley Cook.
Ashley, nice to meet you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for your time allowing us to be on the agenda this morning. We don't have a whole lot really to talk about. We just wanted to give an update on what's going on with the insurance marketplace, for one.
Okay.
Talk about a couple of things that are causing the market to what we call harden. So in the last 12 to 15 years, we've been in a pretty soft market, pretty steady rates. Terms are good. Pricing is fairly stable. In the last 18 months, we're starting to see that change. Losses contribute to that, of course, across the United States. Tremendous property losses. Automobile losses are high. employee losses are high. Employment losses are high. So losses in employment practices, harassment, discrimination, those type of things. Cyber liability is another one. That's a big issue. So I put a couple of things in your folder. Just, did I get the wrong one? Yeah. To explain kind of what Traveler sees as some of the topics for liability that you guys have, exposures that you have, and what we're seeing in the marketplace as far as rates. We're probably looking at maybe another 10% increase across the board in rates. And the reason why, on property especially, reconstruction costs are still going up. We're seeing property construction materials still going up, labor prices still going up, total project costs still going up. If you look back as kind of a perspective on that, the 30-year average for construction inflation was about 3.2% over the last 30 years. In 2020, it was actually 1.8. 2021, it was 19.6. So that has had a huge swing. 2022 is another 6% increase on top of that. It looks like maybe 2023, at the end of the year, will be fairly flat, but there's a lot of volatility right now in pricing on lumber and petroleum, anything tied to petroleum. It's all just fluctuating almost on a daily basis. So, you know, a couple of things. On top of that, we look at this property book that we gave you. Our job is to make sure that the county's protected from the standpoint of reconstruction costs, make sure that we have adequate insurance in place if something should happen to a property that is destroyed by whatever, fire, hail, tornado. So we look at this usually on an annual basis, but over the last 18 months or so, we've been looking at these every 6 months just because of the changes. This one is about 3 months, maybe 4 months old. So I would say before the end of the year, we need to update this again. And we don't need to go through this specifically, but I just wanted to give you an idea of what is in it. This is all your properties, the construction replacement cost of them, what we projected that to be, plus what the insured value is. So some of those you'll see they're right on track. Some of those there's a little bit of a gap. So when the ones that where there's a gap, we need to really look at those and make sure that we have adequate insurance in place to cover those, to cover this if there was a complete loss of the building. Okay. A couple of these things in here, just these handouts are talk about the, there's one on cyber. Well, we've talked about this before, and you guys feel like your IT department does a great job in protecting you from a cybersecurity standpoint. But we are still seeing a lot of threats in that area, a lot of social engineering where they're coming in. I would say the bad guys are coming in through emails or through correspondence with your employees and getting into your system. There's been a few, several actually, cities, counties, school districts, public entities in general that have been attacked lately that have been pretty good numbers. We had a couple that were, one was 450,000, one was almost 900,000.
I get emails daily that, but you learn, and that's where the training comes, and we do need to constantly probably have her, as new employees come on, and for IT to train them to not open these emails and so forth.
Yeah.
Or maybe cut down the ability to receive emails outside except for business.
Yeah, anything you can do to protect yourself is good risk management, because what they found out is it's a lot easier to trick humans than it is to trick the computer. So that's how they get their access into your network. So, yeah, good point.
What is the concern they have as far as coverage on that? 100,000
coverage? Yeah, we have a small policy of 100,000 that Travelers includes, which is pretty small compared to what we see across the board in our other public entities. Usually a million is kind of where the starting point is, because when they're asking for, when they hold your information hostage and they're asking for a ransom, it's usually way more than 100,000. It's usually